Welcome to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. Now, here's a special clip from our show in the category of world news.
Well, I want to ask you about President Trump, and you know, I just want to trace back. You know, there are the Georgia Guidestones, which as a monument in Georgia, where it says we want to reduce the population to 500 million. So some of these things are very true. And oh, I want to support more of what you said, Leo. So, you know, Bill Gates.
Yoko Ono, this liberal guru, she loves the Georgia Guidestones and what they stand for. So what do they stand for? They stand for 500 million.
Right. Reducing the population of 500 million. My point is Leo and I are on the same page. I don't think we need to reduce the population that much. And again, I gave that
question, unfortunately, is that the BAU don't control
this
planet.
Right. Well, I want to ask you about that because people, you know, we had Jim Rogers on who actually started. Jim Rogers is a big libertarian, big Ron Paul supporter. Interestingly enough, he started the Quantum Fund with George Soros. And I actually asked him, I think I'm one of the only people, who knows, in the last 20 to 30 years, maybe to ask him about George Soros. I wanted to know how we could get them maybe together. They basically started the Quantum Fund in New York, became billionaires. George Soros may be a lot richer than Jim Rogers now. Jim Rogers is still on stage with Steve Forbes, but then they kind of went in opposite directions, it looks like. But you have all these people, and what's happening, why it's worth paying attention to this nationalism and everything Leo is saying is because it's not that we can't get along with everybody, but don't be taken advantage of and saying, you know, listen, you need to be a global society or you're a racist, or you need to have, you know, it's using the fact that, you know, it's getting along with people is one thing. But then you have to really know what's going on at the top. And that's what Leo is looking into, because they will use whatever they can use. And actually, I want to talk about, first of all, what can President, because President Trump, you know, is very divisive here. I support him. I voted for him. And I think he's got major problems. Newt Gingrich was on Sean Hannity's show. He said they don't want Trump to win before the election because he hasn't gone through all the rituals. The former Speaker of the House. And people, I heard that and I knew what that meant because I've been into this stuff like Leo. I mean, Leo knows actually way more than I do. But I knew what he was talking about. I had some idea. But Donald Trump, in my opinion, is you know, he's a guy that we need to direct his energy towards solutions and getting to the bottom of this of these secrets going on. I don't know that he's going to be able to forgive the people at the top. I think
the problem here is that you're talking about one guy.
Yeah. What should he do? Because it's so tough. He's got people all around him that, and then he gets involved in these arguments where people get really pissed off. I mean, half the country.
Listen, the thing is that half of the country is inside the mind state.
Right. They don't see the big picture. Maybe
liberal propaganda is their way of life.
Right.
They only believe that's the solution. I think that they are brainwashed like all the NFL players in thinking that Trump is the enemy of society.
Right.
This great
that is going on. So what can he do? What can we do to get, what can he do to get out of this and get into getting to the bottom of these secrets? Is there anything the president can actually do? I mean, how can we get out of this? What can President Trump do, do you think, Leo?
Trump is already doing a lot, and the only thing here is if his own party doesn't sabotage him, because unfortunately,
they are sabotaging.
I know, and I wrote it. Imagine, I published this year, but I wrote it, of course, last year, and I basically had already written this in my book that it will happen with his own party, which is infiltrated by people who are on the payroll of the elite, who are part of the elite.
It's the same party. It's one party in the U.S., right?
party between all those old Republicans who were pissing at the Bohemian Grove and all those Democrats who hung around in other places, might be the Skull and Bones or might be the Scroll and Tie or other hidden lodges or secret societies that love to mingle. And there where they love to mingle, there is old money, there is power, there is no morality. There is only money. That's the thing.
What could Trump do to make this a success, if anything? Could he come out and tell the people what's really going on? You know, he did in a way. I saw a speech. I saw a speech in Palm Beach, Florida, when he was running for president, where he talked about Goldman Sachs. He said things they wouldn't let any candidate say. Now, then he surrounded himself, I think, with Rex Tillerson, people that are in the establishment. He wanted.
It's a problem when you are in a chair of power like that, that is built on compromises. It's
right. He has to compromise.
The thing is this, you can ask the most incredible man on the planet to be the Pope. The moment he becomes Pope, if he's still a good person, he will resign the day after or disappear and never to be seen again. The same thing becoming the president of the United States of America. These are not offices that you can maneuver. You have, you know, like the possibility of turning the world totally the other way and changing everything in one day. You have to do it gradually. Trump is being criticized by the enemy, unfortunately, and he has, my advice, if I was really sincere with Trump, it's an advice at this moment of time that will not make him actually popular in the short term, but will make him very popular in the long term. He has to close down Hollywood.
I laugh because it sounds. Now, tell me more about this, because I mean.
Well, we saw what happened during McCarthyism. We saw what happened when maybe they over exaggerated and overplayed the whole communist thing in a way that now, when we go back to it, we see it as something from a lost era. But this is what he has to do. He has to say, okay, you want to produce movies. And movies are a way of programming and deprogramming people, and they are a way of basically influencing society.
That's
so
right.
So if you to conduct yourself within the movie industry, within the media, generally speaking, even among the news, you can't talk bad about the President of the United States and make a mockery of what Americana stands for. If you do that, you are not welcome in this country any longer. And he has to be very tough. He has, at this point, I know that it might sound out of a despotic movie, but unfortunately, some of the choices that he might have to do will be to really implement a very tough stand on these people that are behaving like spoiled brats, because
that's going to be tough, Leo. There's a lot of us. No,
but you don't understand. There is a flag. There is America. We are in war. You can't do that.
Right.
It's forbidden. You prohibit it. You go and visit their houses in the middle of the night, and you do it in an anti-democratic way. I'm sorry to say, guys, that if you want to destroy America and what it stands for since 1776, at this point, you need to be completely stopped. And that means also arresting people. So I know that this will not be popular with the majority of your viewers and with the majority of people that will see this will say, you are want to bring Trump to an even more extreme position. No, here we're talking about either you want to save America or you want to transform it in the caliphate, because then it's a different style.
Because that's what you see coming. And your perspective is that you know really a lot of truths that people can't even comprehend.
The big problem that I saw with my years of research has been this union of Islamo-communism. And this very dangerous link between this liberal world. We see it really embodied in this Hillary Clinton and Huma Hubbard in her lover, no? These two figures represent really what it's all about. And the hypocrisy behind the scenes. I mean, why do liberal, why do progressive people, why do people out there who are left-wing prefer somebody who will say in your face a lie saying they are not racist like Hillary Clinton, and somebody would say simply, I gave a lot of jobs to a lot of people who are black, Hispanic, everything like Trump. I mean, I don't understand. They prefer something that is false from Hollywood. They prefer the actor? No, because now we have seen that George Clooney and all those people in Hollywood, they don't even manage to get the support for their ideas, because people, the ordinary folk, knows that these people are a fraud, because they are privileged brats and they are totally not in touch with reality. So I will urge Trump to at this point, we don't have to do anything draconian, but to have an urgent meeting with every single producer, every single director in Hollywood, every single actor, and saying, listen, you want your American passport for another week, or you want it for the rest of your life? Because I give you a week to leave the U.S. if you don't subscribe this paper.
Well, I definitely understand. I mean, I can understand, because you've been intensely involved in this. What I would say is, you know, there are movies like Captain America 2 Winter Soldier, where they are sort of disclosing false flags. One of the Iron Man movies is like that. Avatar, the first Avatar, is quite interesting, even though James Cameron, I don't line up with everything he thinks. I went to California to Conscious Life Expo, and there's a researcher, David Wilcock, and a guy, Corey Good, who said on stage to an all-California New Age audience that Donald Trump is not part of the cabal, and probably either Bernie Sanders to a point. And people actually clapped, and it was thousands of people. And actually, they clapped in California. I was quite surprised. And it took a lot of courage for these guys to actually come out with that, because their audience on Gaia, which is Gaia.com, a great network with a lot of great videos, you know, their audience is more of the new age sort of crowd, which a lot of it is in California. And I was, you know, I think, I don't know that we can send, where are we going to send these people? So what I would say, and I understand Leo's point of view, what I would say is, because again, I have tough times even when people are supposed to pay our company and they don't. Like, I want to, you know, I'm sure people want to arrest them. Leo's talking about some serious crap. If your kid was sold into sex slavery, you probably would want to go to war and start arresting people and everything else. But what I would say, I don't know that we're going to be able to do this. I don't know that Trump is going to be able to get tougher. Leo, I want to ask you, how can we... What if we were to do this? See, well, my thing is this. If Trump just said...
America has 3, 4, 5 major mainstream news corporations, and they seem to be all directed against Trump.
Oh, they are. President. Definitely.
Okay. This is something that should be made illegal. You can't address the whole...
People are going to revolt. You know, people are almost ready to revolt now against Trump. What if Trump just said this? Hey, you know what? You guys are right.
It's not about what are these newscasters saying. They are accusing the president of the United States of doing this, this, and this. Okay, then you have to give a replica to somebody else that doesn't think that way. Instead, it's just unilateral talk against Trump all the time. And then when they do the usual Emmy Awards or this or that award, they all gather together and they make also ulterior mockery of Trump. I think that the situation really for America, you have to understand, if in Russia, I'm making an example here so you understand the situation America is in, because I don't think you understand it. If in Russia, RT or any other channel linked with Russia starts talking bad about Putin or what's going on in Russia, they will close down. Okay, I don't want to say that this is the right way of doing things, because you have to have the freedom of speech. But the state carriers of information on such a wide level, like CNBC, NBC, CNN, ABC, they can't be unilaterally talking against Trump 24 hours a day, because it doesn't create the right state of mind for either a reconciliation after the elections, which would have been the normal thing, because after the elections, that's it.
But nobody trusts this media. I think a study came out, 6% of people trust the mainstream media. And also Alex Jones, like you know, his numbers are growing. I know what you're saying, but I think I think that would be something where people would end up, we become what we hate. I know that myself because I've had a lot of anger, so much anger. And I could see where you're coming from. But what I'm saying is if Trump just said, listen, guys, you're right. There was some inequality in the past and that's bullshit. And we need to fix that. And then Trump just went on about his business of getting to the bottom of things. He could also do it that way. Just people love to be told that they're right. People love it. If you just tell them they're right and acknowledge some of their points and acknowledge, you know, because there were racists here. We enslaved people. If you just said somebody's right.
To do with George Soros, who is paying the media behind the scenes.
That's
paying
right.
The people
he is.
Who go and incite Trump in the various cities and create with Antifa a situation of basic civil unrest on the cities in America.
That's true.
And piloted by the same group of people, so you can't go and convince them because there is nothing to convince. You can't convince a
mercenary
paid by George Soros to sign for somebody else if he's not paid. I mean, it's like going to ISIS and say, oh, guys, why don't you change and tomorrow morning you become all Boy Scouts?
Well, I'm talking about the people. You're saying, right, you can't negotiate with this enemy is what you're saying. But I'm talking about the people because the people don't know what's going on.
Hello, Antifa?
They don't even know what's going on. They're clueless, right?
Okay, but they get paid.
Okay. That's right.
ISIS, they get paid.
That's right. And ISIS gets paid.
Yeah, and all these people get paid because you don't have the money to go and create riots or buy machine guns if you are with ISIS or create civil unrest on a massive scale like they do in America or they do in Europe when the black bloc create all these kind of situations. It's all very, you know, it's very cleverly orchestrated. And we have seen, and also with Alex Jones, we have demonstrated over and over again that these people work for the New World Order. Okay, so what are we going to do about it?
But they don't even know that they're working for the New World Order. They don't know.
Are they getting paid?
They are getting paid. So maybe we could cut off those funds. I mean, maybe Trump could disclose what's really going on. I think that instead of trying to arrest them, I personally think we should help people in prisons, not put them in prison.
And Rand Paul. You see, when you have a guy like George Soros owns so many things that also influence American economy that you don't even imagine.
Just imagine if Trump disclosed that, what you just said. Just imagine if Trump actually just said and disclosed what you just said. He doesn't have to arrest anybody or shut down anything. You know what I mean? So, because the people aren't even aware of what you're saying being true.
The average person, sure. But in fact, what I said before wanted to be a provocation because I know that it's impossible at the moment
right.
to do anything. But I can tell you one thing, that if we really wanted to basically re-pristine a bit of decency in America, we will have to recreate the American way of life. And the American way of life can only be created and recreated the way we used to know it with the foundation, those cornerstones like the national anthem. Now, I went for the first time in the United States of America when I was only 12 years old. I remember it was 1982. And it was to my surprise that I entered a cinema in New York City for watching, I think it was E.T., and they were playing the national anthem. And everybody was standing up. And I said, wow. I said to my mother, who is English, I said, wow, these Americans, they really, I mean,
they're
I
really
stood
into
up,
it.
You know, it was, and then during the course of the months, because I stayed there for a couple of months, I saw it over and over again happening, and I was, you know, and I stood up, and I saw it happening in front of each movie, and there was this, and now to see America with this bunch of idiots kneeling down. Listen, guys, you kneel down only in front of a prince or a king when he's about to bestow you a knighthood. Otherwise, if you kneel down during a national anthem, the only other solution is that you are beheaded because this is absolutely unacceptable.
If
you want to recreate the American way of life, you start from the foundation, which is respect for the national anthem, respect for the flag.
Well, if you think about it, though, we stole this country. A lot of times these people, when they're promote, I see the military as victims. They don't even know what they're a part of. And so, you know, and you know what the thing is, Trump just says, and I said this, I'm actually more with you than you might. I voted for Trump. He's kissing black babies. I've never seen a racist that kisses black babies. I mean, it just is ridiculous that people, but the thing is, if he just says, you know what? Yes, there was racism. That's bad. It's over. And I'm not sure he wants to win. I don't think he realizes he's already president. And I think there are people that want that divisiveness to continue. And you know what? They will use Republicans too. I don't know that it's a conservative liberal thing. They will use anybody they can to move this agenda forward, as we've seen with Bushes and then to Obama. And so I think Trump gets caught up in this.
You understand here, it's not a question that there is an ideology that is prevailing on another. Like we said at the beginning of the show, here there is a new world order made of... secret societies that have created these ideologies, these religions, these ways of manipulating people, and the one that fits, you know, their scheme of things, they will use. Now, for making a world into a robotic world under a one world government with a one world religion, obviously you have to implement communism. Because that's the only way you can destroy everything, make it materialistic, make everybody the same. Nobody's superior to the other. Everybody is basically a robot. There is no possibility for anybody to emerge. And that's it. You have your microchipping, you're numbering them. You're basically creating a humanity which is ready to then be enslaved by an artificial intelligence. But this is because everything has been orchestrated in this methodical way behind the scenes. And the same thing with religion. You can't have a religion with a pope that is holy, that is a holy person. No, you have to transform in a guy that will basically retire, involved in scandals. He's basically more of a man than me and you. And so we don't feel sorry for him in any way. And this is just the Pope, and it's another figure like everybody else in society. So this is what they're doing, destroying those things that could have ruined their one world concept.
So let me ask you this, Leo, because you presented some amazing points. And you know what? You've done years and years of research. People don't understand why somebody's so passionate like Leo, because he's done, and his books are amazing, Confessions of an Illuminati, Volume 3. I recommend people buy it. But he's so passionate, and because he's seen the darkest of dark. But let me ask you this, Leo. There are so many new age people. This is the last thing I want to know. There's so many new age people, and people are trying to be good, and good Catholics. People are trying to be good. People that want to forgive. What should those people do? How can they forgive? Because you know what? They don't control the people yet, right? This force that exists, that you know exists, it doesn't control everything yet.
It's a little bit not true, because everybody now is controlled by a credit card, by a banking system, and in
but
a way
their mind and their soul is not. There's a lot of good people that they don't want to be a part of this.
Let's say first of all that those good people often are people who have food on their table.
That's okay? Correct.
Because when you don't have food on your table,
that's right.
Things start to get out of control.
Good point.
And then you get involved with what unfortunately is crime or anything that can corrupt your soul.
Compromise.
So I understand that it's good people. And those good people, of course, are the people who still, either from a middle class or upper middle class, who still have the American way of life.
You're right.
And definitely I want them to preserve it, but I want to also them to realize that this way of life has been built on compromises. So we have to change our own way of life also, because a lot of compromises that we have done in the past decades, they have to be thrown out the window, because we can't live with the same level of materialism. To satisfy our need of materialism is something that a society has forced on us. And instead, we have to maybe give more importance to the spiritual and to those simple things that they don't necessarily need to be brought to you by some
iPhone.
guru coming from India. I mean, because that's not really anymore something that we need.
I agree.
Because we have seen over and over again that, yes, the Western initiatic system is in decline. I myself have just dedicated a book to it that is about to come out. But the Eastern initiatic systems are also in decline. And so you have Indian gurus that basically have brainwashed people from the 60s till now with no really any incredible results. If so I think that we need to reacquire though that spirituality, that way of really leaving our family, leaving the institution around us with a different sense of responsibility. We definitely can't turn the other way if there is something happening, because this is also another big problem in today's society. A lot of people, especially people like you said, that they would like to change things, yes, but when they see big problems,
yeah, they don't want to look at it.
They don't want to look at them, and sometimes they don't want to get their hands dirty when you have
That's
to actually
right.
get involved. Because, yes, you can talk and say, wow, we want to save this, we want to do that,
right.
we want to stop this and that. But if you don't go there and do it, and if you sometimes don't have the courage to do it.
That's right.
Because if an injustice comes along, if a gang member comes along,
right.
well, you challenge him. You make him understand this is my territory as well as yours, but this is first of all my land because this is America. And you defend your land in a way that the old Americans used to do, not the way you. So you go back to those traditions. Of course, you don't, become somebody that wants to reject the outside world. We know that today we live in a society where we all are connected, so we couldn't just live in our shack somewhere and be forever lost from the map, because it's not possible. We are part of a, but that doesn't mean that we can have irresponsible migration fluctuation from
That's
one
right.
side or the other of the planet, often created by those
by governments.
Secret agenda, right? Those lobbies who take care of those governments, corrupt those governments, because maybe they need the gold, they need the silver, they need this and that, and or they need the land, or they need the drugs. Another thing that really has incentivated and has sponsored this new world order has been also the drug empire.
In Afghanistan, the opium, right? The opium in Afghanistan? Mm-hmm.
Opium, even before Afghanistan, with going back to the opium wars, we go back to the fact that the opium wars helped Russell found the Skull and Bones.
I didn't know that.
So we go back to the to something that is much older than just Afghanistan here. Opium was responsible for the collapse of the Chinese Empire that fell into the hands of the communism. And now what do we have? We have a bunch of communists. Now, I would have preferred to have a Chinese emperor to deal with than a bunch of communists. But that's what we have. And this is what modern society is built on, because behind the scenes, there is people who have promoted a certain agenda. Now we have this North Korean dictator who, of course, is part of this international theater
right.
with China. But he's part of this international theater with China, and he will be used
That's
in
right.
case, in case they want to eliminate more of the world population, but also in case they want to also justify what's happening in the Pacific Ocean, because here we have a Pacific Ocean that is collapsing with the radiations that come from Fukushima.
Fukushima, right.
In a situation that is totally out of control. It is, of course, out of control. Everybody knows it's out of control, but nobody's talking about it. So maybe soon some people will realize that the levels of radiation in the Pacific Ocean are really getting out of control. So what are they going to do before that? Maybe an H-bomb will be brought into the mix, so then nobody can see the difference. It will become a great cradle of radiation, the Pacific Ocean. After that, we can say that the situation is getting worse and worse for everybody, you know, because unfortunately we have this situation, you know, that nobody talks about, Fukushima, which is basically a leak into the ocean that is not being stopped and that nobody's...
That's right. It's affecting everything. So these things Leo is talking about, I could talk to him for literally hours, are in his book, Confessions of an Illuminati, Volume 3, and his previous books, and will be in his new book. What's the name of your new book, Leo?
The new book is called The Decline of the Western Initiatic System, which means, basically, if you want to put it in a diagram, the profane world, the Masonic world, the Illuministic various secret societies, the invisible masses at the center, the Rosicrucians around, all kinds of secret societies that are being corrupted gradually by Satanism, by inclination towards the dark side, and I explain it in this book.
Well, and Leo... You know, again, I appreciate you so much. I am very thankful to talk to you. You know, what Leo says, it sounds very tough, but, you know, we're not dealing with babies at the top, you know, and you talk about Trump, if he were to do quote unquote good, you know, it's not going to be little babies he's dealing with. You got to have somebody with a little bit of courage, to put it nicely. And, you know, you could use other words, but honestly, I think that Trump will get so sick of dealing with all this that maybe he'll just start disclosing things.
I think that Trump could do a lot more in his second mandate once he clears all these interferences that, of course, are still standing in between the way of him really controlling a little bit more his position. Because, yes, we said previously that, you know, going to the White House is already a compromise because you stand in the middle of all kinds of secrets and situation. But the thing is that he could definitely increase the changes, the positive changes that he wants to implement in the second mandate once the American people have then given with absolute certainty their, you know, saying we want Trump again. That will really make things different. Now, for example, here in Europe every day, they're saying, Trump is losing consensus. He's becoming
more. Say a lot. They say a lot.
Also in the U.S.
Every day. But most people aren't listening. But we're out of time. We're up against another person we're going to interview. And Leo, I'm very honored. My hope is that people could start to see that Trump, because I've gotten involved in so many conflicts, which are nonsense. I think if Trump starts going towards just sort of getting to the truth and disclosing that, maybe we can avoid having to arrest people. And people should listen to Leo when he talks about materialism. And there are technologies Donald Trump talked about in his inauguration speech. He wants to reveal that could, in my opinion, end all disease and end poverty. And perhaps we can go that way. And, you know, but I so much respect the passion of Leo. I think you guys should buy his book, Confessions of an Illuminati, Volume 3. Our website is www.believe.love. Check out this interview again at youtube.com/believe loves you. It's been an honor to talk to Leo Lion Zagami. I could listen to him all day. I love his passion and fire. Thank you so much for joining us on Believe. Have a great day or night wherever you may be.